got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it never gets old. Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, here to make sure you have the tools and necessary knowledge to reach the American dream of home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist homeowners and home buyers reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, it's 855-487-3224. Or you can command your internet browser to locate our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. Today's show takes a look at South Florida's housing strategies and markets, and our real estate experts will give us a prognosticative prediction of the future South Florida home sales. Say that 10 times real fast. And we'll keep you up to date with the latest information about how to prevent your home from freezing over, at least the flowers and the landscaping, during the winter months. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors, and now our crack news director, Mort Ages.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey.
Okay, this is Mort Ages with the news headlines. Florida loan modification defaults top 25%. Florida ranks second in foreclosure activity nationally with auctions ramping up. The next news story, Florida homeowners to get foreclosure restitution checks of around $1,480 this month. And the last story, a new wave of U.S. mortgage trouble threatens home equity lines. Details of these stories at the bottom of the hour. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason.
Thanks, Mort. I appreciate that. When we return, Timothy McKenna will join us in studio with the latest on South Florida home sales. After that, we'll flash back to the early days of Wellington. So stay with us. Reach Radio is about to skip and flip for some cherry pie. Here comes that bell.
Ain't got no home. I know baby.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. Here to let you know about the Home Preservation Workshop this December the 10th at the Doubletree Miami Airport Inn, located at 711 Northwest 72nd Street, Miami. I know it's a little trip down there, but this is a valuable workshop. It'll help you stay in your home and help you make payments if you're behind. The workshop starts at 9 a.m. and finishes up at 7 p.m. And if you are a Wells Fargo, ACS, or Wachovia homeowner, you need to know about this special home preservation workshop offered by these banks. You must register for this special event, so call Reach offices at 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. or you'll be stuck in the answering machine maze forever and ever. If you're facing foreclosure problems, or if you're having difficulties making your monthly payments, even if your home is underwater, this special program is just what you've been looking for. Remember, this applies to Wells Fargo, ACS, and Wachovia customers with existing mortgages. Finally, these banks have been motivated to assist existing customers who want to stay in their homes, no matter how bad their financial condition. To qualify for this special program, you need to bring certain documents with you, like your IRS tax returns, savings and money market accounts, bonds, stocks, and IRA information. They want to get a little look at your financial information so they can make a determination on how to help you out. Also, you might want to include a hardship letter explaining your current financial condition and why you can't keep up with your mortgage payments. For additional information about what forms to bring, contact your REACH counselors by calling them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Again, that's December the 10th at the DoubleTree Miami Airport Inn, located at 711 Northwest 72nd Street, Miami, Florida. 711. They should be out in Vegas, right? The workshop starts at 9 a.m., finishes up at 7. Call REACH today and register for this one-of-a-kind home preservation workshop, and they will help you meet your financial challenges. Don't miss out. REACH out. And that's a good program. You should check that out. Don't forget to call the people at REACH, or remember to call the people at REACH. We don't want to forget anything, right? Our first guest is the founder and owner of McKenna Realty. He has been in the South Florida real estate business for more than 23 years. Tim McKenna, welcome to REACH Radio.
It's welcome to be back and seeing you again, Alan.
Hey,
pleasure.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has.
Well, we appreciate you coming into the studio today and hanging out with us. And I know you have a plethora of information that you'll want to share with us about the market. What we're interested in, and I think everyone's interested in, is where is the market going? I mean, we had this crash in 2007 or 8, I guess.
Yeah, it started. I just noticed it about August and near the end of 2006, and it started hitting strongly in 2007. 2008, it was full blown out. In 2009, the banks are trying to figure out what they're going to do to help the people out in the market in South Florida. 2010, it sort of tapered out, and then 2011, it started getting their things together and ramping and bring it back up. But in 2012, the market started stabilizing, and now 2013, it's coming back, but still not as strong as some things we got to watch out for in the future, Alan, which I'll talk to you about on the show a little bit later on.
Right.
That people aren't aware of what's going to be coming down a little wave in the pipeline in the future markets of South Florida real estate.
Yeah, there's more to follow, I believe.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about let's go back to the beginning and let's just find out exactly how to. The house price, how does that come about? I know that they go to an area and they say, oh, here's house A, B, C, and D, and they're valued at this, so that's the average value, so this is what your home is worth. Is that how they do that?
Well, basically what happens is based on the market demand and what the current market values are, or actual prices that their houses are selling, that really determines what the true market value is for a home for an individual. What's happened, though, is the actual true value has been diminished because of the foreclosures and the banks foreclosing on the houses. And what happened is that causes the houses that should be normal value, because the one next door has been empty and foreclosed on and deteriorated, deteriorates all the values of the houses around that particular development and marketplace. So basically, that has been in a way has been with the banks going foreclosure, which the Obama Protection Act for mortgages for the banks, they slowed down the foreclosure market, which now has helped tighten up the inventory and created a little high increase of demand as far as the values of houses right now. And so now the tax appraiser's office in your county or area look at the house at the current market. That's been going up since the inventory of foreclosed houses have gone down. The prices of values are starting to rise. And within Palm Beach County area, South Florida, we've seen an increase of around 8 to 12%, depending on the area that you're in, reaching from Miami all the way up to Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and Stewart and Jupiter area.
Well, maybe Ronald Reagan said it right back when he said it's a supply and demand issue. And is that what we're facing right now, supply and demand? Is there a lot of inventory or no inventory?
Well, basically what's happening, there's been a lot of inventory, say 2010 and 11, and people were swooping up having bargain prices houses they were purchasing between 11 and 12. The 13 has changed a little bit this year, because what's happened is, since the banks have slowed down their foreclosure process through home preservation program, which you just mentioned earlier in your show, that has caused the inventory to diminish, which made it more of a seller's market now. So
well,
now,
wait, who caused that to diminish?
The banks were controlling that
oh,
to cause that to diminish, right.
Okay.
And what happened was they control the amount of houses they influctuate out into the marketplace regards to what they foreclose and don't foreclose on. So they have a direct correlation between the demand and supply. So now the banks feel that, oh, it's the supply is increasing. They want to increase the prices up, too. It's in the bank's favor to do that. Before, the banks didn't realize they would foreclose on all these houses all in one development, and they still had mortgages at the house next door. Well, now they got a mortgage of $500,000, and he foreclosed on the house next door and goes in the open market as a foreclosed house for $300,000 or $250,000.
In a short sale, right?
In a short sale, and the bank just lost all that equity of the paper they're holding for the house next door. So the banks got smart a little bit and said, hey, we're only shooting ourselves in the foot. Let's not do this anymore. Let's hold off and slow down a little bit, and that way we can control the inventory and then not foreclose on all these houses in development and just wipe out the whole real estate market in one development. And well, they finally realized that, and they're doing that now.
Well, you feel sorry for the banks, don't you? I know Mort does.
Well, the banks have their own little problems, internally issues too, that they got to take care of, which they've been the government has been reprimanding them and bringing them to court, and they've been paying a lot of fines. Some of the banks in the past, like Wachovia, had a $150 million fine. They had,
Chase just had one.
Yeah, and Chase had one, and Bank of America, which has come out of bankruptcy, Chapter 11. So these banks are now realizing that they got to be more attuned to apply and work with the people in the real estate market and try to get the people in the houses and work with the people, and basically as well as not as tight in their stipulations that they have for giving mortgages, which is very important, because a lot of sales I've seen in my business of my company, McKenna Realty, is the fact is that there's been a lot of cash deals coming in. People selling, hitting the house with Sandy, flying down, getting their settlement and their insurance, and basically
right.
buying cash for houses down here. So it hasn't been too many financed homes down here with the typical 3% and 5%. Mortgages that you see. A lot of cash deals coming down from people up north selling their house for $700,000, buying down houses down here in Florida with the migration for $300,000 and $400,000. So, and then they have an extra cash in their pocket. So that typically sells. You don't see anybody knocking your door and saying, hey, I've been promoted and transferred for a corporation, come down and looking for homes. That doesn't really occur too much right now in today's marketplace.
Ah, that's pretty interesting. So we have a lot of snowbirds coming down, taking advantage of the low prices in our marketplace. If I were them, I'd probably buy two or three houses if I had that kind of money.
Well, it depends on the area that they're coming in, but I do see a lot of still migration. Also, I see a migration from Miami to Fort Lauderdale to West Palm Beach, as you've seen the growth of populations of the cities and demand for the marketplace of the homes. Miami had a resurgence of people in South America, Brazil, Latin America, Venezuela, is all coming into to Miami. Then some of the people in Miami migrate to Fort Lauderdale to get away from the crowd and the growth of the city. And then you had the migration naturally occurred from Fort Lauderdale up to West Palm Beach, which you've seen tremendous growth in the West Palm Beach County area as far as the real estate goes.
Who keeps track of all that? You? It's you, right?
You look at the trends, and I've been around. I've been here in South Florida since 1983, so I've been here more than half my life, and I've seen the growth the growth of 441 from single-line highway to six-lane highway and the migration from the south to the north, which is occurring in the marketplace. So it's always interesting to see that, okay, where's the next trend going to be for real estate in Florida? Well, a lot of it in good pricing right now, which against the a lot of growth is up in the Jupiter-Tequesta area as far as future values are still reasonable up there. But because of the migration of both the people in Florida from moving from south up north to coastline, waterfront property always having higher values and more attractive than the inner areas. But it also, in looking at the marketplace of demand, I see a lot of demand for people getting houses outside of homeowner developments because of the high fees of homeowners and all the housing that go empty in these homeowner associations are now increasing their fees to the people. So the people don't want to be stuck with these fees. They're looking to trends away from the natural homeowner association to more areas that aren't controlled by that, and they have more freedom, and they're not hit with that extra expenses for homeowners because the houses in the homeowner area are vacant, and they got to incur that expense to maintain the homeowner association.
Right. So to recap, back on the issue of who decides what the house price is, That's pretty much the banks now, right?
Well, the banks have released out regards to the controlling of the supply and demand of what houses they foreclose and whatnot. But, again, the true market value is the supply is diminished right now. And we've seen an increase in demand for properties, and it's the seller's market going towards that way. And, like I said, between 8 to 12% is a natural increase of values. But, again, there's a wave coming down, Alan, where I see that since the private sector got hit in 87, 86,
right.
You know, in regards to that, and also the 2008, excuse me, 9, we're going to have another wave because now the government sector is going to be hit economically. You're going to see a lot of these government cities laying off people with the pension plans, not as many firemen and this and that. And they're going to see a wave of these people that work for government sector industries are now going to be without jobs, looking for employment in the private sector because the government's not hiring anymore.
The private sector that's already stressed.
It's already been stressed out.
Exactly.
Right. And you're going to see these waves of those people that work for government, that wave of foreclosures are going to come and hit, which is a little tsunami, little wave that we're not really expecting that you're going to see another a year and a half to 2 years down the road as the government starts laying off 300,000 people here in this agency and 200,000 and whatnot. So you're going to start seeing it across the nation again.
Right. And they're going to have to do that because we just don't have the money.
Right. Well, you see, if you don't have the jobs, what the people forget is that the government, it's the private sector that feeds the government. And basically, it's the private sector, the taxpayers, the people, the taxpayers that feed the government. So the government's going to have to watch out their spending. They're going to have to tighten up their belts. They're going to have to start laying off people and start being more economic, financially responsible for their budgets and whatnot to make this country run well and make the cities run well, which also affects the housing area within a particular city that you live in.
Right. I know an answer to that. It's called privatization of the government. Instead of hiring people to cut the grass at the White House, hire a private firm. Tim, yeah. Thanks for you hang out. We got a few more things. I have 20 more questions here to ask you, but we're time.
I'll be glad to, Alan. It's a pleasure again being with you at the show here and going over the where the market's heading towards the Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami markets. And it's going to be interesting. And I think in the next 2 or 3 years, you're going to see a nice, tremendous growth in value of the homes here in South Florida.
Okay, great. Well, if you want to get a hold of Tim McKenna, you can contact him at 561-632-1399. And he'll hang around and be back with us after the break. We'll take a look at how South Florida's market is going to look in the future. Then our Spotlight Home of the Week features a house that can easily become your home. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. Joining us in studio right now is Timothy McKenna. He's the founder of McKenna Realty. He's been in the South Florida real estate market for more than 23 years. Thanks for hanging out for the second part there, Tim. Thanks.
It's welcome, Al. I'm glad that you could come back here again and go over more of the new futuristic things with regards to South Florida and where the market's heading and what's going on. And I think the people that have homes now and they're thinking about, is it a good time to put my home on the market?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is. It's there's more demand than supply right now, so that's good for sellers. And I think if you're thinking about putting your home on the market and getting your current market value and where it's at, I think you're seeing those prices coming in, and I think it is a good time to do that because the the supply of the demand right now is reaching the inventory. So the houses I noticed that are going on the market are selling much quicker, month to 2 months, within 3 4 weeks, 4 weeks, than compared to 5 6 7 months they're on the market compared to the years in the past.
Well, with our economic situation the way it is and the job count pretty low, a lot of people have just left the job market. Who's buying all these homes? Where's that money coming from?
Well, a lot of the people I mentioned earlier in the show is that these people up north, like, okay, people get hit with Sandy and whatnot, and their homes got destroyed, and they finally got their insurance checks, which took a year and a half or two. You're seeing those people taking that extra money, and those are retirement. They're selling their houses up north for higher values because of the values of the homes being more. Coming down here, taking advantage of the economic, you know, South Florida, especially Palm Beach County, was the third in the nation that got hit regards to foreclosures.
Florida, number one in the nation.
Yeah. And Palm Beach was right up there in the top 10 list. So people could take advantage of this down market and make a positive out of it now, especially coming down looking for homes down here. You know, one area that's doing real well is Wellington because of the horse market. You got an extra 2,000 horses coming in. That means more vets, more furriers, more riders, trainers. A strong real estate market in the Wellington area and surrounding Wellington areas right now, supply and demand for houses. There's way more demand than supply in that particular area, to be exact. And then also you have the people looking for oceanfront properties to be by the water down here in Florida, which is also a big attractive for the real estate market.
So I'm going to take that as a positive. The future market in South Florida is good.
Yeah, right now the future market's in South Florida, but again, you got to watch out for the wave of that's coming into the government sector, which you see another aspect of coming in regards to that. So it's going to be right now, South Florida market is looking good. It's looking strong. It's being positive. Again, banks got to keep the interest rates low so that we can finance it. If you keep it still around 3.85 to 5.25%, they'll still stimulate a strong market. Once they start bringing it up, you're going to see a slow back and a pullback in the real estate market in South Florida.
Great. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming by. Hang out. I want to talk about Wellington. We got to do the news and a few things, and we're going to spend some time talking about Wellington. So if you want to get a hold of Timothy McKenna, you can reach him at 561-632-1399, or you can go to his website at www.mckennarealty.us. Right now, we're going to take a look at this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. This home is in Palm Cove, Delray Beach, Florida. The property is a one-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath condo. It has stainless steel appliances, washer and dryer inside. It has big closets and fresh paint throughout, a screened-in porch, and it's in the Venero community in Delray Beach. They have lots of amenities like a bike and jogging trails, a clubhouse, pool, exercise rooms, even a picnic area and tennis courts. It's a beautiful one-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath condo, and it can be yours for very little down. Make this house your home by calling Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy. And, of course, that's in Delray Beach. It's a one-bedroom condo. So if you're a small family and looking for a place to live, this is the place for you. Additional information, call Pat Tracy at 561-351-8000. Well, coming up on Reach Radio's second half, which is about to launch, stay with us. We'll bring you all the latest information about the real estate market in South Florida and, of course, the latest real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our top-notch newsmaster, Mort Ages. And by golly, if we aren't at the bottom of the hour, I don't know where else we would be. Mort, what's going on with the news in South Florida?
Well, we got a lot to talk about. This is Mort Ages with the news. More than a quarter of Florida homeowners who have received a mortgage modification through the government's Signature Home Retention Program have redefaulted on their loans, leaving the borrower at risk of foreclosure and taxpayers out of millions of dollars. According to a report last month from the Inspector General for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, 27% of Florida homeowners who earned a permanent loan modification through the Federal Home Affordable Modification Program have missed two or three payments. That's equal to a nationwide loan modification redefault rate, which the report estimates has cost taxpayers $972 million paid to the banks and investors as incentive to modify loans that have subsequently become delinquent. The Loan Modification Program, or HAMP, was launched in 2009 with the expectation that up to 3 to 4 million people would benefit from plans that lower monthly mortgage payments by reducing interest rates, extending the life of the loan, and cutting principal balances. Through the end of September, 1.2 million homeowners nationwide received a permanent loan modification, rewarded or given to them after 3 on-time payments, including 153,000 Florida borrowers. The program ends December 31st, 2015. The next news story. Foreclosure auctions have hit a 30-year high in April nationwide and jumped 55% in Florida from last year as banks and courts move more quickly to repossess houses. The pace of auctions last month was highest it's been since lenders temporarily halted foreclosures in the fall of 2010 when instances of widespread robo-signing and fraud were discovered, according to a new report. RealtyTrack Vice President Darren Bloomquist said lenders are more confident in moving forward with foreclosures following last year's national mortgage settlement, which outlined the process they need to follow. They know what the ground rules are, Bloomquist said. I think we've reached a point where the cloudiness surrounding the mortgage process has been cleared up. Florida ranked second this month for overall foreclosure activity, despite a 31% decrease in new filings from April 2012. Nevada was number one. The highest foreclosure rate, well, Ohio was number third. Now, foreclosure filings also decreased in Palm Beach County last month, falling 26%. RealtyTrack recorded an even sharper decrease in foreclosures in Palm Beach County, showing just 210 filed in April, an 80% drop from last year. Wellington-based foreclosure defense attorney Malcolm Harrison said he's seen foreclosure cases ramp up in Palm Beach County, but it's the courts, not the banks, who are causing the acceleration. The next news story. More than 72,000 Florida borrowers whose homes were taken through foreclosure will receive reparation checks this month from the National Mortgage Settlement, which concluded the worth of each loss is $1,480. The payouts, called trifling by some homeowner advocates, were announced Tuesday. They are part of the $1.5 billion in cash compensation that was given into the landmark 2012 settlement between the nation's attorney generals and the five largest lenders. Eligible borrowers who had their homes repossessed between 2008 and 2011 were mailed notices last year with information on how to apply for the money. The more who responded, the less each would receive. Initially, it was thought borrowers would get $840 each, but fewer than expected sought the reimbursement. In Florida, 53% of the 168,000 borrowers were mailed letters applied. Nationwide, 55%, more than 1.7 million borrowers applied. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller, the lead state negotiator, said these payments help compensate borrowers for mortgage servicing abuses that they likely incurred. And I'm pleased the final amount is $1,480, which is more higher than the minimum amount that was first announced. And the last news story, U.S. borrowers are increasingly missing payments on home equity lines of credit that they took out during the housing bubble, a trend that could deal another blow to the country's biggest banks. The loans are a problem now because an increasing number are hitting their 10-year anniversary, at which point borrowers usually must start paying down the principal on the loans as well as the interest that they've been paying all along. More than $221 billion of these loans at the largest banks will hit this mark over the next 4 years, about 40% of the home equity lines of credit now outstanding. For a typical consumer, that shift can translate to a tripling of their monthly payment, a particular burden for the subprime borrowers that often took out these loans. And payments will rise further when the Federal Reserve starts to hike up interest rates because the loans usually carry floating interest rates. When the loans go bad, banks can lose an eye-popping 90 cents on the dollar because a home equity line of credit is usually the second mortgage a borrower has. If the bank forecloses, most of the proceeds go to pay off the main first mortgage, leaving little for the home equity lender. And that's the news. Back to our housing jefe and handsome host, Alan Mason.
Oh, stop. I can't take it. You know, they say I have a face for radio, so that's where we'll go.
Yeah,
hey, you know, these big fines that the banks have been getting?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about those in a more minute, actually.
Oh, great. Well, let me ask you this. Is that like a slap on the wrist? I mean, it's $150 million to us. That's like, my gosh, $150 million.
I mean, I hate to say it, but yes, it is.
It's just, you know, like nothing.
$150 million for these big banks is really nothing.
Slapping the wrist. I got you. These dang bangs. We love them, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we love them.
All right, joining us right now is Timothy McKenna. As we said earlier, he's the founder and owner of McKenna Realty and has been in the South Florida real estate market for 23 years. Tim, thanks for hanging out for the second half of the show.
Good to be back again, Alan. Yeah. Just like your buddy mentioned about the banks giving, you know, the slap on the wrist. What's happening is that the banks are really controlling the market where they're, and here's the other thing. The banks can drive the interest rates down to 1%, 2%, 3%. What we got to really look at for the homeowners and people taking out mortgages is that if they don't qualify and they don't have a job, it doesn't matter what interest rates the banks put
right,
it at.
That's right.
So if we look at the overall, you know, picture, to get this economy back on track, to get the home market back running again, you have to get jobs into people's hands, because if a person doesn't have a job, they ain't going to qualify for a mortgage. And then they can put the interest rates at 0%. If you don't have a job, you can't pay it back anyway. So, you know, when they play with these interest rates, the banks bring it up to 7, 8, 6. They go back down to 4. They bring it to 2.8 to try to stimulate the market, then they bring it. Really doesn't matter. We need to get jobs in our economy and get this country back on track for housing market to come back as well.
And don't forget about 1981 when the interest rates were 17%.
Right. And, you know, when the Carter administration, when the SNL banks got hit. Well, we're occurring the same type of thing again. You know, it seems like history repeats itself. We should have learned back then, but that's what we did have in here. And that's what, and the whole market here in Florida has got affected by that, Alan.
Yep, absolutely. Well, listen, I wanted to talk a little bit about Wellington. I know that you're pretty active out in that area. And just for the folks that don't know it, you know, Wellington was founded December the 31st. 1995, so they're coming up on an anniversary there, and I guess their population as of the 2006 census is about 55,584, so they say, which makes that a pretty sizable town, and I guess that was originally the world's largest strawberry patch. It was the Flying Cow Ranch, and C. Oliver Wellington bought that 18,000-acre piece of land back in the – it was swampland back in the 1950s. And it certainly has developed into a major community, and it's the International Equestrian Center for Equestrian Sports.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what's going out in the Wellington marketplace. I was just out there just the other day. I just rented out a farm. We're getting $165,000 for the season for five months. Just to rent out the stalls, we're getting anywhere from $5,000 to $6,000 per stall for a season, 3 to 4 months. It's unbelievable.
Hey, be careful. Maybe they're listening, and we don't want to give away any secrets.
But no, it's very interesting what's going on in the Wellington marketplace, and the horse equestrian had a lot to do with the supply and demand and the increase of value of the homes in Wellington area. A lot of strong for rental properties in Wellington because of the people coming in from other areas for the horse people. You got an extra 2,000 horses coming in. That's going to make an economic impact in the Wellington area, and as well as the impact in the housing market, which create the houses values to go up almost 12% in the Wellington area this last 6 or 7 months.
So a good strong area to be out in. Wellington.
Good strong area to be in, and good for looking for investments. Investors out there looking for a place to look at. Take a look at Wellington because of the horse people coming in. It's a very strong market for rental property, investments properties looking for, as well as a nice, beautiful place to live because of the greenery and the pastures of the polo fields and all the equestrian facilities and things to do out there, especially right now. Polo season's coming around the corner, January 1st. You got the International Equestrian Show starting out, and it's a good opportunity. A lot of international people coming in looking for property in the Wellington area to be around the horses.
Right. Plus, the restaurants out there, they prosper. Everyone prospers in the area.
Well, you know, look at the fact. They found out that just the Wellington market alone, just the economic impact of the horse people coming in is about $154 million just in 6-7 months is flowing into the area. So that's going to impact a lot of things because of this fluctuation of the horse show in the Wellington and surrounding the Royal Palm Beach gets hit. You got Delray Beach gets affected by it. Even the surrounding cities around that area are affected. Right. You have a ripple effect.
What was the original price of a home, just an average home out in Wellington back in the early 90s?
Well, early 90s and early 80s, you're looking at a house around anywhere from $76,000 to $75,000. Then it went up in mid-90s to $125,000. And then in 1996, you say, well, $150,000. Now the average price of a house in Wellington is anywhere from $225,000 to $350,000. That's just the average price range. And it's going up even higher
wow.
in the Wellington market.
Wow. We've been speaking with Timothy McKenna. He's the founder and owner of McKenna Realty. He's been in the South Florida real estate business for more than 23 years. Thanks for coming on the show and helping us out.
It was a pleasure being here, Alan. Looking to come aboard again anytime you want to talk about the house market in South Florida. It's a pleasure.
You bet. Yeah. We'll have you back. So great. Up next, winterizing your home may sound easy, but our expert knows some special secrets that could help save your landscape investment. So stay with us. I can see the toll booth of happiness right down the road. We'll be right back after this.
Ain't got no home. I know they're wrong.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back. You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. Well, joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's a consultant for John Deere Landscapes in Ocala, Florida. He's been in the lawn care and pest control business for more than 23 years. Carlton, welcome to the Reach Radio show.
How are you doing, Alan?
We're having a great day down here. How's it going up in Ocala?
I tell you what, we're doing pretty good here in Ocala today. We got partly cloudy with about 82 degrees.
Wow.
Light breeze.
All right. How's the traffic? No. just kidding.
We don't have much of that.
Well, that's a good thing. Hey, you know, are we using the correct terminology here? Is winterizing your home, is that what it's called, or is there some other name that we should be using?
Well, winterizing is kind of a generic term, but you know, we like to call it just getting it ready for the winter. It's just another part of the plant life that has to happen. It knows it's coming, and it's got some things it likes to have happen.
Well, I know that people spend a lot of money at landscaping their home, and I know at another show we'd like to talk about exactly what plants you should use and what shrubbery is best and what holds out in the cold the best. But for those folks that have a sensitive plant life and everything, when it gets down to the freeze, what's the best thing to do with the plants that you can't bring inside the house?
Well, you want to get them covered with something that's going to breathe. A lot of people like to put Visqueen on it. Actually, that's probably one of the worst things you can do. What that does is it doesn't allow any air to go through, and if you can't get it off before the freeze is over and you're off to work, you're actually going to cook your plants all day.
So you could actually kill your plants by putting Visqueen over them?
You can make them pretty unhappy, that's for sure.
Okay, well, we'll get the governor's reprieve and we won't kill them. But what would be the best thing to put over them then if Visqueen's a bad mark?
Well, they do make a frost cloth. Also, any type of sheet or a light towel.
You mean like a bed sheet?
Yeah, anything that's going to keep that frost from forming on the blades or on the leaves, I mean, that's what's going to protect it. And as soon as the temperatures get back above 32, you want to get that off there.
If you're leaving for work, you might want to just yank that thing off there and let it stand where it can, right?
Yeah, especially if it's right before the sun comes up, because once that sun comes up in Florida, we're not going to be staying freezing much longer.
Yeah, absolutely. What about the watering schedule with the plants? Do I need to do anything different with that?
Well, a lot of people think that, you know, my grass has slowed down, my bushes aren't growing as fast, they're dormant this time of year. They actually are still growing, the roots are still growing, they're getting ready to do what they need to do in the spring, and they need to drink now. So you need to cut the watering back a little bit, but a lot of people just turn it off, and that's one of the worst things you can do.
So right on through the winter, keep on watering.
Yep.
What about fertilizing? Should we do anything different with that? Or I mean, everybody thinks that the wintertime is, like you said, everything stops growing and it calms down. You don't need to do anything till spring, but that's not exactly true, right?
Yeah, it is a misconception because a lot of people say, well, because of the cold, we want to just put potassium down, which is potash, and just focus on the roots, and that's great. But the whole plant itself needs to have a lot of minor nutrients, and it's in that cold time and that dormant state, as we call it, that it's growing the root system, and it needs a lot of minor elements to do that, and we're depriving it of that. So when it comes out of spring, any damage that has occurred over the winter, it's harder to recover.
Ah, gotcha. Now, what kind of shrubbery or plants are we talking about here? I mean, I know if you got flowers in a pot and you got them sitting out on your porch, you bring those in when it freezes. What about the ones that you can't bring in? I mean, what type of shrubbery are we talking about? What's the most vulnerable?
Well, basically anything that's native to Florida south of Orlando is not going to like anything that's going to be below 32.
Ah, okay. So I know people, and I don't know the names of these shrubberies, but the nice green full shrubbery that that always fills in around your house, whatever they're called.
Philodendron. A lot of people
there you go.
Those will take a good hit on the freeze. Just let it freeze. Cut it back. It'll grow back in the spring. Just take the damaged part of it and cut it off. Cut it back, and they'll come back. They like to keep growing. Those do. They never seem to stop.
Wow. What plants are the most at risk?
Tender annuals, new plantings, things like that. Those are going to be the ones you want to worry about the most.
Mm-hmm. And these, again, you can't bring those inside. Now, you have a website that tells everybody about this landscaping techniques, right? That let me see. That's www.johndeerelandscapes.com, correct?
Yeah, you can go there and find your local store, and you can go in, and we'll be able to answer any questions that you have. We actually have programs available that we can just give you right away that we'll let you do all the fertilization and pest control that you need to do on your lawn for yourself. And again, you can ask us any questions you have along the way, and we'll be able to help you right through that.
Well, that's super. I didn't know about that visqueen. That's a good discovery right there. That's a plant killer. I love it.
It can be, yes.
All right. Well, Carlton, thanks for joining us on the show today. If you want to get a hold of him, you could call him at 352-209-7238 and check out that website at www.johndeerelandscapes.com. When we return, we have a special guest just for you. Here's a clue. He has a jelly belly, he wears a red suit, and he has a long white beard. No, it's not the mayor of Toronto, but he is the master of the North Pole. So don't change that channel, or Santa will put you on his nasty list.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. We have some special information for you. If you are a Wells Fargo, ASC, or Wachovia homeowner, you need to know about this special home preservation workshop offered by these banks. Reach is hosting the last workshop of this year on December the 10th at the Doubletree Miami Airport Inn, located at 711 Northwest 72nd Street in Miami, Florida. The workshop starts at 9 a.m. and finishes up around 7. You must register for this special event, so call the REACH offices at 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator, or you will be stuck in the answering machine maze forevermore. If you're facing foreclosure or you're having difficulties making your monthly payments, even if your home is underwater, this special program is just what you've been looking for. Remember, this applies to Wells Fargo, ASC, or Wachovia customers with existing mortgages. These banks have finally been motivated to assist existing customers who want to stay in their homes, no matter how bad their financial condition. Be sure to qualify for this special program. You need to bring certain documents with you. Call the REACH offices, and they will help you out with all of that information. The number again is 855-48-REACH. Again, that's December the 10th at the DoubleTree Miami Airport Inn, located at 711 Northwest 72nd Street, Miami, Florida. The workshop starts at 9, ends up at 7. Call REACH today and register for this one-of-a-kind home preservation workshop, and they will help you with your financial challenges. Joining us now, as promised, there's that big fat guy with the jelly belly over in the corner. He's the chief cook and bottle washer for the Gulfstream Masonic Lodge right here in Lake Worth, Florida. Charlie White has been involved in the 32nd District Masonic District Toy Drive for more than 6 years, 4 years coming up on six, right? And he's been distributing toys for needy children in West Palm Beach area. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Alan, glad to be here. And like you said, I actually work for that guy with the jolly beard, and we call him the super beard, as he is.
He's here in spirit.
He's here in spirit, and we actually have a great time when we're working together.
Well, that's Roy Strohacker is who you're talking about there. He's one of the district Masonic leaders there, right? And he started this program about 6 years ago with the Children's Medical Service to help out kids that are in the hospital, right?
Yes, him and his wife. He actually is a natural bearded Santa, and he's been doing this for over 40 years. About 6 years ago, he was listening to music on, of course, Clear Channel, Mo and Sally.
Yeah, that's this channel right here, right?
Right here. It couldn't be any too far away.
Yeah.
And he actually thought about lodges working with Mo and Sally and raised toys. So the first year, they actually raised 46 toys.
That's all.
That's all. Last year, we did a little bit better. We did over 400 toys last year.
Wow. Yay. Wow.
And we are right now at over 319 toys and counting. December 14th is when we're turning all the toys in. We're going to break our goals. We're going to break our last year's count. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. We still have events coming up that really is actually wonderful.
Right. Well, first, you take those toys to local area hospitals, right?
We actually give them to Mo and Sally.
Right. Oh,
and
okay.
They actually turn them into an organization that's the Children's Medical Services.
Right.
And they go to the local hospitals. They don't leave the town. They don't leave the county. They actually go to the hospitals here locally.
Right.
So it's actually, we're not giving to anybody else but our own kids.
So you're having fun helping kids. Where have I heard that before?
It's a wonderful thing, and it actually makes your heart feel good when you do it.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're a child and you're stuck in the hospital over Christmas, what a bummer, right?
So I wouldn't want to be in that position.
Mm. Now, you have a drive coming up December the 14th. It's a breakfast, right? All-you-can-eat breakfast?
We have a breakfast all-you-can-eat. It's put on by the Eastern Star, which is another Masonic organization.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell the folks what they are, because they won't know.
It's another Masonic organization. It's actually sponsored by the women of the Masons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's breakfast with Santa, and we actually get to sit with Santa, have breakfast with him, bring your toys. It's a great fundraiser for the toys, and it actually helps us improve everything.
Now, let me tell you something, folks. I have been to that breakfast over there at the Scottish Rite. 2000 D Street, right?
Yes, it is.
There's something else, and it's a east or a west, right? 2000?
North D, yeah. Right there, right across from the baseball fields. And it's a big white building underneath the water tower.
That's right.
You can't miss us. You look for the water tower, you have found us.
Right. Now, let's just tell the folks that I've been there. It's pancakes. They have omelets that you won't believe. We have a guy, Mike Cribbett makes an omelet that just can't be beat. And you say all you can eat. You eat one of those omelets, that's all you can eat. You're full. But it's the most tasty and delicious breakfast, and what, $5, right?
It's about $5. We're actually be working with you if you bring a toy.
Oh, okay. That's something that we're going to make this up right here, folks. Show you the power of radio, right? Here's what we say. Go to that breakfast and bring a toy, and they'll give you half off the breakfast.
Bring an unwrapped toy, brand new unwrapped toy, and we're going to give you half off. If Santa doesn't agree to it, I'll do it myself. I'll agree to it.
I think we could pressure him into that, but I believe Mr. and Mrs. Claus will be there for that event. So
get there, get your picture taken with them. We'll be happy to work with you.
All right. So how do we get a hold of you if we want to get more information?
Well, you can actually get a hold of Roy Strohecker, and his phone number is
561-588-1802. That was good, right? Ask for Santa. You could also go to their website. It's www.southfloridasanta.com. How can you beat that?
It's absolutely wonderful. And we'd be happy to do everything we can to help the kids.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, I think I'm going to be there on December the 14th for that breakfast. So stop on by and say hi to us. Call that number again, 561-588-1802. Ask for Santa. And Charlie, thanks for being on the show today. Appreciate that.
Have a happy and safe holiday.
You bet. Oh, I'm just going to say Merry Christmas. How about that, huh?
Fantastic.
That ought to get them rolling. Okay. That brings us up to Mort's Minute. Mort, you've been away, so I'm interested to see what your rant is. Are you in a good mood, or is the wrath of nasty taste ringing above sea level?
No, we're not so nasty today. We're not so nasty. I'm just going to make a little comment about something and let people think about it. J.P. Morgan Chase just reached a $13 billion settlement with the Justice Department, which is supposed to punish them for, you know, their giant schemes that were brazenly illegal and really morally repellent. Did they learn their lesson by paying $13 billion? I'm not so sure, because let's start watching out for the next boondoggle that J.P. Morgan Chase is going to do to try to win back that $13 billion. Don't buy the excuse that their CEO, Jamie Dimon's company, is getting walloped because they bought Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual. That's not true. The settlement makes it clear that J.P. Morgan enthusiastically marketed plenty of its own securities bundled from mortgages, handed out indiscriminately to people with no ability to pay. Criminal charges remain a possibility. If none are filed, the settlement would lose much of its deterrent value. The problem is that before the meltdown that nearly really wrecked the economy 5 years ago, Congress erased laws and regulations that had kept some of the Wall Street's worst impulses in check. Harder to understand is why these lawmakers are not writing any safeguards into the laws. Both Democrats and Republicans are reluctant to write new laws protecting the consumer. I wonder why.
They don't know Pam Bondi.
Yeah. So what do they say? The banks always win? That's the Mort Minute. You guys think about it. Back to you, Alan Mason.
I'm right here, and that's very interesting. You know what I think? I think the Fed will just print up an extra $150 billion and take care of it for them. Well, folks, that's about all the time left to us. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. Or you can call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-REACH. See you next Saturday from 12 to 1. And remember, as always, we are having fun helping kids.
Oh, I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.